This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Until recently, only police officers or someone's close relations could ask a judge to take a person's guns away with a so-called red flag petition. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the results of a change to that law.
Since April, healthcare professionals, educators, and others have been allowed to file red flag petitions if they meet somebody at work who they think is a threat to themselves or others. However, CPR News found only a single petition filed under the expanded law in those first few months. It was by a social worker, and a judge rejected it. Representative Jennifer Bacon was a little surprised.
I don't think I expected, like, none or just one, but I didn't necessarily expect a deluge.
She expects the new law to see broader use as the state launches a million-dollar marketing campaign this month. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A deadline is approaching for veterans exposed to burn pits and other toxic substances. They have to start the claims process before Wednesday to receive benefits backdated to August of 2022. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose.
Our veterans and our service members sacrifice so much to keep us safe, and it's our duty to make sure that we ultimately put people over politics and keep our promise to care for them when they come home.
An estimated 3.5 million veterans qualify for the expanded benefits. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is hunting a bear that attacked a man late Saturday. The man was in a hammock at a campground near Trinidad. The bear bit him on the arm. The man's injuries were minor. The bear will be killed if it's caught. Metro Denver has the chance for more rain this afternoon. It's mostly sunny in western Colorado. This is CPR News.